Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a hot one. Vinny's telling us push an 80 in the city, which... You know, I always measure like how hot it'll be at my house by how hot it'll be in San Francisco. And so I think, like you said, everyone's going to be in at least the 80s and warmer tomorrow, too. Oh, boy. Well, run for the ocean, Ben. And
yeah,
next week.
It's all good. It's no worries.
I think 1 week from today, someone I know in Benicia is getting AC.
Thank God. Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly what date, but it's either 25th or 26th.
Okay. So and next week, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But you know what's great about that is usually when you do something extreme like that's it, I'm getting AC. That means it won't be hot anymore.
Yeah,
it'll be 70 every day.
Thanks.
Thank you, Nicole.
I know.
Is fantastic. If it ever breaks, of course we'll definitely have a heat wave.
Yes.
But right when you get it and you're ready to use it, you'll never need it. It's fantastic. It's like an insurance policy.
For real.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by the Vin Hassan Instagram page. You can DM Vinny there if you've got a suggestion for, say, his side piece. He does that every Thursday night on Alt 105 at 7 o'clock. It's an hour of classic and heavier alternative music. He's rocking out. He's rock out with his socks on.
It's a lot of fun.
Over there.
I hope you'll join me. It's tomorrow night at 7. So
listeners wanted.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we're going to begin with the Hot 100. Vinny, maybe some of these songs would make, you know, your list over there. They're the best songs in the country at this
Most
moment.
Most of the songs that I'm
playing Drake on there
have guitars in them, and that doesn't seem to be the instrument of choice these days.
I'm looking down here. Let me see if there's anything with... the most likely to have guitars on it would be the Lady Gaga song. But that's pushing it, right?
Yeah, that's probably pushing it. Although, you know what? As I learned that little Party in the USA song, there's a neat little hooky chord progression that just repeats, so it's super easy. Yeah. But it is guitar-based, that Party in the USA song. Maybe you can sing that when we get back. You can't hear it there. But the song starts with that little guitar hook that mostly goes through all the verses. This.
Ah, sweet. That's a sweet little summertime lick.
Sing it, Sarah. Let's hear it.
I don't know it.
Oh, come on.
I'm so sorry that I don't know the words to that Miley Cyrus song. I mean, I've heard it. I know the part where they go, nod in my head like, yeah, I know that one.
Well, that's not enough of it to really be considered singing the song, but
no.
All right.
Sorry. Believe me, if there's anything I'd like to do, it's sing you a song, Jenny.
Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song with butterflies fly away. Where did it all go? Nod in my head like, yeah.
See, I know that part. Plus, I happen to know that because we're all broadcasting from remote places, I'm completely not synced up with this song, even though I'm singing along with what I hear in my headphones. So it's embarrassing to sing these days. Believe me, I'm doing plenty of singing. I'm doing plenty of singing at my house.
Passion.
What makes the top 10 this week, Sarah?
What are we singing? You know, remember I was telling you we were going to learn that, Oh Love.
Yeah.
Oh Love. We learned that. That was good.
How's that?
A couple weeks ago we learned that. You know, that song's long. Like a lot of verses, a lot of stuff in there. Oh boy. Jane's throwing Party in the USA into your side piece.
No, she's not. No, you're not, Jane.
Great idea.
You know what stinks about that is I really couldn't do anything about it from home. What am I going to do? I don't have access.
You could record a thing that's like, this is under protest. Make it the last song because this is why I'm out after this. Yeah, she's so that'll be in there for you.
I'm so glad she's up and listening. Hi, Jane.
Well, hi, Janie. Janie listens. She's a listener. Like, I think that she must sleep somewhere between our show and her show. That's the only time I can figure that she sleeps, because when in the hell else is she sleeping?
I don't
she
know.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
I don't,
she
think do- she does.
I don't think she does, right? Well, they say vampires don't really need that. So my little goth ghost, she doesn't have to. Because really, you can text her anytime, day or night. Boom. She's back, you know?
How's that possible? Jim.
I don't know. She's a woman.
And I have a million things to do and a million things that hobbies and things that keep me happy. And yet I'd still to be up 24/7 would be boring. Mm. You need a break, right?
No, not when you're
from your own head. You need to be like, I mean, I guess you guys can drink. So that helps.
Yeah, that's all. Sure.
There's an escape.
Right. Yeah. You need your sleep, buddy. Jane, she's living a whole nother life than us. Mm-hmm. She's like a cat, you know. She just lays down in a sunbeam and sleeps whenever she feels like it, till she's done. You know, a black cat, of course.
Mm-hmm. You know. Jane is so falls mythical, isn't she?
Lands on her feet.
Yeah, throw her off the top of a building. Oh, she's texting me little goth ghosts and black hearts.
Oh, good. All right,
love you, Jane. Okay, Jane, I'm sure will agree. These are the best songs in the world at this moment. Here we go. Number 100, Kane
Number
Brown.
Number 100 has guitar in it for sure.
Oh my God, really? Oh, Kane Brown. Is that a country guy?
Is it?
You tell me.
You tell
Let's hear
me.
It. It's called right. Worldwide Beautiful, and it's brand new on the show.
It's kind of hard to fight with each other.
You're my missing favorite country
if you're only seeing black and white. How you gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable?
I love it too.
That's great, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Now that's what I want to hear out of country music. Damn! Kane Brown. What's this guy Kane Brown all about? Like, let's find out more about this guy. Hold on.
He's a country dude. He's been in the charts before.
You've heard his stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, Worldwide Beautiful, that's a brand new song from him, and I can't believe that's only at number 100. Let's make that a number one song. You know, I guess it's racist of me to say I don't expect that out of a country boy. Well,
I am
an
a-hole. Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I'm a jerk. Let's face it. Turns out, yet another confirmation of my jerkdom. Skipping up to number 10, it's 2 weeks ago's number one, last week's number five. It's number 10 this week. Rain on Me, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Oh, yeah. It's a dance party, you guys. Oh, my God. And by the way, I think that Kane Brown might be the only song we hear this morning that has any guitars in it, because that is, I don't hear any guitars in that. At number nine is a former million week number one. It's called The Box, and it's by Roddy Ricch. Coming in at number 8, Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa. Dance party. Woo. At number 7 is St. John.
St. John?
St. John. Remember we talked about, he used to work
the afternoon
guy,
DJ?
Sure, you know, he's in 15 different markets, I'm sure.
Right.
50 even. St. John, a song called Roses at number 7. Coming in at number 6, my favorite, Drake. Oh my God, I love him so much. Toosie Slide. Oh, give me more Drake all the time. We about to slide. Coming in at number five, getting the hell off this song is
so unbelievable. Can't you hear the producer in the studio just like clicking it? Drake, can you just try? Can you try to write some lyrics? I mean, are you just really going to, this is what you're going to put out? And then the response is he's already left the studio.
Yeah. I laid
he's
down
already
four
at
lines.
The next party. We're
just
done.
Keep them. Yeah, this is. No.
Jesus. Basically, I'm telling you.
Yeah, let me just spell it out for you. Listen, this is going to be a big hit on TikTok because I'm giving you the dance moves. Thank you. My name is Drake. At number five, Intentions. This is Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. And it's peaking here at number four. At number four is Doja Cat featuring Nicki Minaj, Say So. There's guitars in that.
Yeah, that's pretty dreamy.
Yeah, it is a dreamy little song.
I like
you're
that.
Right. At number three is The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. This one has been on the charts forever. Hey! Number two, holding steady at number two, is Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce and Savage. I don't think it's been on number one all 8 weeks it's been on the charts, but it's been number one for a bit here. It's a song called Rockstar, and it's DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch.
This is actually grown on me.
It's the best song in the whole wide world at this moment, Vinny. Of course it's grown on you. It's number one for a reason. Mm-hmm. Juneteenth is now a paid holiday for state workers in Virginia. Pharrell Williams helped make the announcement with the governor, Ralph Northam, yesterday. We were talking about this yesterday, and, white people alert. This has been a thing. Juneteenth, it's actually June 19th. It's known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, and celebrates the date in 1865 when Major General Gordon Granger went to Galveston, Texas, and said, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves 2 years ago. It's time for you guys to get with the program. And the slave owners needed to comply with the Emancipation Proclamation. So that is, we heard yesterday there is a bunch of companies that are going to start giving that as a paid holiday. And now Virginia is saying this is a paid holiday for state workers.
I have a stat that says 45% of Americans say Juneteenth, which is June 19th, the day that slaves were freed, should be a federal holiday. So just less than half are already saying, and that'll grow. Just like many of the changes that are taking place now have become more normal and less of a thing and almost to the point of what?
Yeah, I don't know how long Juneteenth has been, named Juneteenth and been celebrated in that way, but it's only the last few years I've ever heard of it. And, I would say that that's a pretty significant date.
It's weird, and I wish there was a way to get more info on it because I don't really know. So we just mark the holiday. You certainly don't want to say happy Juneteenth, or do you?
I know. I was thinking the same thing because, you know me. Look, I'm always looking for a day off. But that's not really what these days are about. Like Labor Day, Veterans Day, President's Day. Like they commemorate things that are clearly important. And so it would be really nice if it's going to become a federal holiday to have a little more said about it than what we've heard so far.
Right.
So anyway, mark your calendar. Well, actually, you don't have to mark your calendar.
It's there.
It's already there. Mm-hmm. Juneteenth. It's a thing. And now it's a paid holiday for state workers in Virginia. That happened yesterday. And my guess is that'll continue. That'll just be the first of the states. If you want sports, I got some good news for you. Oh my God. I'm going to do this really fast. I don't know where the time goes. We just have too much fun. I'm convinced of it. Yeah, Vinny, sports. Sports, Vinny. Good news.
Well, we'll see.
If you like tennis and competitive eating.
I could live without both, to be honest, but okay.
I know, but look, it's actual sports. Maybe you'll be desperate enough. The U.S. Open and the traditional 4th of July Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest are both happening. Oh, yes. Without fans. The U.S. Open is going to be held in Queens, New York from August 31st through September 13th. They say they'll take extraordinary precautions to protect players and staff, including robust testing and additional cleaning. 2 months ago, the U.S. Tennis Association said, yeah, we're not doing that. And we're not doing anything without fans. Highly unlikely. Meanwhile, they need to make money. And they want,
Well, it'll be interesting because what we're seeing now from the Major League Baseball and the NBA, and we're not even near football yet, but what we're seeing is a lot of these guys, they don't need money. A lot of these people, I should say, because in this case, where tennis is concerned, it's women's tennis as well. If they don't need the money, why would they go?
Right.
Now, maybe they want to take on the let's carry our sport through this and keep viewership up,
right,
and maybe even improve viewership. But in most cases, I
can
see
nothing else going on, right?
Where someone is like, you know what? I don't need to expose myself to that when we've got other tournaments down the line that are just, you know. So
I wonder if it has to do with their standing. Like, if these things get played, this would affect someone's standing if somebody else won because you weren't there playing. So there's probably some drive to keep that going for them.
Maybe.
Because you're right. I mean, money might not be the motivational factor. Lower-level players, it probably is.
Right. Well, they'll be there because they probably not only need the money but the points. But if you look at someone like Serena, who's now a mom.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And she's the best tennis player of all time. She may say, nah, I'm going to skip this one. I'll stay healthy, stay with my family. We don't need the money. Check you next year. I don't know that that's the case, but I'm just saying it seems like that might be the case.
Right. And as far as the hot dog eating competition goes,
gross.
Who really cares?
Yeah, yuck.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
I believe we're going to talk with Scott Budman about some stuff. And I also have very important news about the Santa Cruz policeman that was ambushed. His memorial is a public memorial is today. So we'll talk about that a little bit after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.